Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nick Nicotero. And good morning to you, Nick.
Good morning.
Nick, there's a really special event coming up on Sunday, and that's what we're going to spend most of our time on. Before we do that, though, I want to know a little more about you, Nick, and what you're doing.
Oh, actually, I've been retired for about 6 years now and have been gotten involved in veterans activities and a lot of volunteer work. And basically staying busier than I was when I was working, as the old saying goes.
I think a lot of retirees will tell you that. Now, one of the things that you do is to work with veterans at the Salem Lutheran Home, and it kind of relates to the program we're talking about, but tell us a bit about what you do with the veterans there.
Well, actually, that's how I met Elaine, who we're going to talk about in a moment. Her husband, Lester, was a resident there, and her as well, and then when he passed, she moved back to the home place. They came in and said that she has a 98-year-old Marine, and so I had to go meet her right away.
Oh, absolutely.
And what we do at Salem is the only recognized VA facility in the area, so we honor our veterans with a Veteran of the Month program. We have a bulletin board that features photos and items from family members, if they have them, about their service. They are presented in a ceremony on the first every month, a memorial plaque which is hung in their room, and then we have two ladies, Karma Sorensen and Joyce Hansen, that have graciously, wonderfully started making lap quilts, patriotic lap quilts, for the veterans. And each month the veteran receives this beautiful lap quilt. And in fact, a couple months ago, the ladies decided that they were going to make veterans quilts for all our past veterans that are still with us. And so we had a ceremony and handed out an additional 25 or so quilts, beautiful quilts. All of them are different, and all of them are just wonderful, patriotic quilts.
And I'm sure the veterans do feel honored.
Oh, yes.
and appreciate all of work.
And they like the fact that people come up to them and tell them how handsome they were in their uniform, and thank you for your service, and they just sit a little taller, and they're get a little pride from getting recognition that's so well deserved.
So all of this work with veterans really relates to this event that's happening on Sunday, because Elaine is a female Marine veteran. I mean, there's not too many of those folks around.
No.
And she is. You're celebrating her.
It will be her 100th birthday, which is Saturday, actually. And then Sunday, we are going to have what I call a meet and greet, where folks can come in and meet Elaine and see. We have a display. We're going to set up photos of her during her time in the service. And you can meet her and just find out what a delightful and wonderful person she is. We've got plenty of cake and cookies and bars and coffee and drinks, so I'm hoping for a good turnout, and from the response I've heard so far, I think we're going to have a really good turnout.
And it is for everybody who would like to come say hello.
Yes.
And
yes.
Thank you and honor Elaine.
Yes.
Because you don't have to have known her in the past to be a part of this. You really want everybody who'd like to support veterans and folks in the service to come.
Oh yes, she's very well known in the community, very well loved in the community and respected, and little by little, she's meeting more and more veterans the last couple years, and they all like her. Everybody wants to adopt her, take her home. She's getting cards and letters from different folks and thanking her for her service, and it's just a delight to know her and hear some of her stories from when she was in the service.
And so, Nick, because you visit with her often and her friend, I'm sure you hear some stories that other people don't hear.
Yes. In fact, one story that tickled me the most was she was on a troop train one time, and she was the only female Marine on there. And her being so attractive at the time, in her uniform especially, like all women Marines are, several of the guys were trying to put the moves on her, and some big Marine stood up and told everybody to back off. She's married and leave her alone. And she still, to this day, 75 years later, appreciates him watching her back and taking care of her.
Yeah, she had to be a strong person then. She's still a strong person. And so that's part of what you can come and get to know her a little bit. But when we're talking about, she left Salem went back to her home.
Yes.
And that reminds me of the item that you told me about, that John Nicely, who's on Channel 6 Omaha, came out to see her. And those of you who have, know about that channel know he does a Nicely Done program.
Yes, he came out and did a wonderful interview. And I highly recommend everyone to check this out on their computer or their phone. I guess you could probably do it. Just go to Google Iowa's Oldest Woman Marine, and that'll bring up that John Nicely interview. He got to film her mowing with her zero-turn mower, which is pretty impressive at 100 years old. And he got to take a golf cart tour of her place. Beautiful, beautiful place. It's a park, actually. Mm. It's like a park. It's just so many flowers and trees, and all her hard work and her late husband's hard work has paid off. It's a beautiful place. And he did a really nice interview with her, and it's a pleasure to watch and meet her in this interview. So I recommend you check it out, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Yeah, and it's a good way to kind of get yourself going, oh, I really want to go say thank you to this woman.
Oh, yes.
Now, you said she's the oldest female Marine in Iowa.
Correct.
But not the United States.
No, I thought she was, and then I got an email actually yesterday from a group called the Women Marines Association. Someone had talked to them and found out that there are actually three Marine women that are 101 years old, one that's 104, and we have another one somewhere here in Iowa that's 96.
So sign up to be a Marine. I think it means long life for a lot of people.
Yeah.
Now, you know, Nick, we've talked about Sunday being the program. I don't know that we've said time and place.
Okay. It's going to be, once again, at the Armory in Atlantic next to Fairway. It'll be from 2 to 4 p.m. We will have, like I say, display set up, a slideshow of some photos of Eileen when she was in the service and some post-service photos. And then we have plenty of cake, bars and cookies, coffee, drinks. And so come on down and meet her. I think we're going to have a really good turnout. You'd be able to meet other veterans and possibly thank them for their service. And there'll be plenty of conversation. You get some veterans together and you got plenty of stories. So it'll turn into a social event. I'm sure people will run into each other that have not maybe not seen each other in a while, and it'll just be a nice get together.
And you have sent this invitation, this announcement out to a lot of people around, I don't know, in the United States and so on, and I understand she's getting lots of responses.
Oh, yes. She's getting cards thanking her for her service and wishing her a happy 100th birthday. And all the legions, American legions, and VFWs in the area have been notified, and other veterans groups. And there's a group called Iowa Cookie Crumbs. We provide monthly care packages to troops that are deployed. And those ladies there actually put Eileen's address on the website. And so she's getting cards from those folks as well. And she's supported our group. She helps, she makes a monthly donation, Eileen does, every month for postage for these troop packages. And she was at our celebration last year when we reached, or actually October, when we reached our 1 millionth homemade cookie sent to troops that are deployed. The number is 1,090,000 now. And so they got to meet her then. They all truly appreciated and basically fell in love with her as a person. And so she's getting cards, tons of cards from the Iowa Cookie Crumbs.
That's wonderful. And someday, Nick, we want to talk more about the Cookie Crumbs, because there may be some other people who'd like to get involved.
That'd be wonderful.
I think more and more, and you can respond to this positively or negatively, more and more people are being aware and doing something about saying thank you.
Yes, patriotism is alive and well in the Midwest. And part of the reason for that, I think, is that at this point in time, to my knowledge, over 2.5 million of our folks have served in Iraq and Afghanistan. So the family members and people of those who have served are more in touch with what it takes for us to keep our freedom and the sacrifices that these people are making, being away from their families and being in a war environment. And so as a result, people are truly more appreciative and truly more patriotic now than I've seen in quite a while.
That's good news.
Yes, it is.
So, Nick, remind us of time and place for this event for Aileen.
Okay, that's 201 Poplar Street in Atlantic, next to Fairway. It's the old Armory building. It's the American Legion Memorial building now. It's got a terrific military museum and collection in there, and it's worth your drive to come and see that while you're there also. And it's just a meticulous collection of military items, and I'm sure everyone would enjoy seeing that as well.
Okay, so come and congratulate, yep. Say thank you, honor to Aileen and to all the other veterans who were going
That's
to be there.
That's from 2 to 4 p.m.
This Sunday,
this
the 27th.
Sunday. Yes.
We hope to see you there.
Thank you.
Until next time, thanks to Nick, and here's a thought. Accept the challenges so that you can feel the exploration of victory. That's from George Patton.